Sanhedrin Perek Dalet Mishnah Beis Dine Hatumas Vata Hayrois Maschilim Min Agodl. This first din of the Mishnah is the way if you have a regular bezdin sitting and they're paskining a shayla. Now normally a bezdin doesn't paskin a shayla. Tumas v'taharis doesn't come in front of a bezdin. So the truth is that others have the gifts. You take a look at the Tesis Yom Tiv. Dine Mominis Hatumas Vataharis. Where the Ikar over here is you come into a Bezdin that has Dine Mominis. That does have a din to come in front of three Dayonim. And the question is, who renders an opinion first? And on that, the din is Maschil Min HaGadol, the Derech Eretz. You hear the Godl's opinion first. Agav Dine Mominis, the Mishnah will mention Tumas Vataharis. If you read the Mishnah the way we have the gifts in front of us, Dine Hatumas Vataharis, the only place that it would come in front of a Sanhedrin is only if there was a Shaila that was outstanding, that the lower local Batidinim couldn't pass, and it came in front of Sanhedrin Agodl. So over there also, Maschilim and Agodl. There is, however, a place where Ein Maschilim and Agodl. And this is by Dine Nefoshes. Dine Nefoshes Maschilim and Hatzad. Hatzad over here means, we'll see in the next Mishnah, that the Sanhedrin sat in a semicircle. And because of that, the Godel sat in between where he could see everybody. And they were placed with a very strict hierarchy of seniority, of level of Godel's Bateru. And the youngest, the smallest, the least experienced were on the side. Dine Nefoshes, therefore, Maschilim and Atzad, we go to the smallest Dayanim first. And the reason for that is the Torah says a pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim, "Loisan al Riv lintois." Don't answer Chazal Dash in the word Riv, which literally means a fight, an argument, a disagreement, and that should be written al Rav lintois. Don't express an opinion. Don't answer Sana after the Godel Shem Sanhedrin, the Rav, already rendered his opinion. Which means that Dayanim can't express themselves after the Das of the Godel Shem Sanhedrin is expressed. Because of that, you have to go to the smallest first. What you have to say is that din of Loisan al-Rab, the Gemara explains this, Shrenim discusses it, is that it's only by Dinei Nefoshos. By other Dinim, Fakert, the Din over here in the Mishnah is Maschilim and Agodl. Hakol Ksherin Lodin Dinei Mominis. What we mean to say is, who's Hakoel? How could you say Hakoel? Hakoel has to be a Dain Mumchi, has to be a Talmud Chokum. That's Smicha Ishm Pishm Moshe Rabbeinu, that's Hakoel. It means over here in terms of Yichus. Any Yid who's a full Yid, obviously can't be an Eved, but otherwise, he's Kosher Lodin Dine Momus. However, in Hakoel Ksherin Lodin Dine Nefoshes, Elo Kehanim Levim V'Yisrael Mamasin Lekuna. They have to be in a state of Yichus where they can marry Kehanim. Now's not the time to discuss the Dine Yichus, who's allowed to marry Kehanim. That's more from Maseches Kedushin and Yevamos. But suffice it to say that he had to be a Baal Yichus in order to sit on a Bezin of Dine Nefosh. It's interesting. A Ger, who's not a Baal Yichus, L'chara can't sit on any Bezin. That's a separate Din, not Alts Yichus. But because there's a Zemirt in the Pasuk, in Parshas Mishpatim, Soim Tosim Olecho Melech Mikerev Achecho. The Pasuk talks over there about Minu Malchus, and Chazal extend that for any position of Sororo cannot be given over to a Ger. There's nothing to do with capabilities. Because over there it's not only Malchus, and it's not only Dionysus, it's any position of authority. It could be even the Gabbai of the local Tzedakah fund who has the authority to give out money to who he deems worthy. That's also a position of authority. Again, it's not Mikhail Bachar. Ad Kedekar, it's an interesting question that the Mishnah in the beginning of Ovis lists off the Seder Hayichus of the generations of Mesoris HaTayru. And one link in the chain by the Zugois in the beginning over there is Shmai Vavtalyan. And the Rishonim say they were Gerim. Some Rishonim understand that they were descendants of Gerim. They weren't big Miuchosim. The Rambam seemingly understands, so does the Rav, that they were Gerim Amish. They were Gerim Amish. How were they the heads of the Sanhedrin? Over there, the Zugois, one's the Abbez and one's the Nossi. The answer that some of the Mepharshim say is that they didn't sit on a regular Sanhedrin that passed Kondine Torah, that they couldn't sit. The greatest Gedolim Goyni Ador Shmaya Vafel could not sit on a Din Torah. It's a position of Sroro, authority. What, yeah? They were able to sit on the Sanhedrin HaGodl. Sanhedrin HaGodl was for clarifying points of contention in the Messiah. That's not a position of authority because it has nothing to do with exercising authority over any one individual. It's deciding Dinei Torah. The Din Torah, not Dinei Torah between two people. But if there was ever a Shiloh that came up biyachas to a person specifically, on that they would have to recuse themselves from the Sanhedrin HaGodl. Interesting. Toitzo of this halacha. Mishnah Gimel. Sanhedrin Oysa Kechatzi Goren Agula. Like we said before, the Sanhedrin was in the shape of a half circle. Kadesh Yuroyim Zeazeh. This way everybody should be able to see each other. When they spoke, it would make for better communication. Now the Mishnah says a different detail. Shnei Soifri Adayonim Oim Lufnem. There were two Soifrim. Soifri is somebody who writes down as things are being said. And we want that when there's deliberations amongst the Bez, then everything should be written. This way it can be clarified and checked as the day went on and the discussions went in different directions. There were two Sofre Dayanim that stood. Today we call a Safra de Dino. Same word. Echom Yemin ve'echad Mismoil. Ve'koisvin divrei ha'mezakin. Ve'divrei ha'mechayvin. One wrote any Taina that was said by any of the Dayanim to be Mizaka, the one whose life is being Mishpat, and the second one wrote the Divrei Mechayvim. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Shloisha, Echad Kosev Divrei Mizaka, Echad Kosev Divrei Mechayvim, Vashlishi Kosev Divrei Mechayvim, Vid Divrei Mechayvim. Kanira, that there would be a possibility that one would forget, Chara, if you don't trust the one who's only writing the Mizaka and one who's writing only the Mechayvim. You don't trust them to write both. What's the point of the Shlishi? Kanira that it was a backup of some type. It was brought down over here in the Mefarshim. It's an interesting discussion. It seems that when we say, let's say, Divrei HaMezakim, Divrei HaMechayvim, Pashtus, if there are 13 Dayanim in this Sanhedrin Shalchov Gimel, Dani Din Mefarshim, and they all have different times, different reasons based on different Shittis and different Rayas and different Mekoros to be Mezakim, that we add up each opinion and ultimately we have to pass them based on the Rav, on the majority. Lamaisa, what happens if two of the Dayanim are coming from the same place? Is that called two opinions? They're both saying over the same Makar and there are other Dayanim that dispute that Makar. It's not so poshut that when you have two Dayanim expressing exactly the same thing, that's called two opinions. Or there's a separate discussion about two Dayanim that are saying the same reasoning but coming from a different source. So clearly we see one of them is not having the right source, so maybe we would have to discount one of them. This is some of the discussions that are over here in the Rishonim and the Poskim, and that's a reason, this is why they discuss it, that it has to be written down, all the Divrei HaMezakim, Divrei HaMechayvim, with the reasons. And who said what? Because lav dafka every time, you'll count the opinions as each one being an independent shita. Paiskim amayrich on this point. So that's part of the cheshbon over here in the Mishnah.